Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。
Welcome to Geek Time Advanced. This is Brad, and hello, Lulu.
Hi, Brad.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the metaverse.
Yes, and I start to sense that metaverse, that, as we described it, is not exactly what Facebook is now, but maybe this is the direction they want to go.
Yeah. When we look at, like, the metaverse and the real world, kind of like what Facebook wants to have is...We can have a metaverse where when we are at home, we can use the goggles and we can kind of like have whatever place we want to live in.
Okay.
If you ever use like HTC Vive and use their software, you can kind of have your own private little room that's on the top of a mountain. And if you're in there, you kind of feel like you're actually in this mountain and you can look off into the distance.
But doesn't that require you to wear the goggle all the time?
Yeah.Yeah.
Maybe in the future there will be lighter options, maybe not goggles, maybe something even almost like contact lens.
Yeah. Well, like Google Glass has tried to do that, and like not many people got along with that. But like one of the things that Meta is trying to do is they're trying to kind of incorporate the real world into the metaverse. And so you could use your phone or like glasses or goggles or something like that, that you could see. And so you can see everything that's happening in the real world, but also have kind of like these things that are belonging to the metaverse.
Oh, it's like an overlay.
Yeah.
It's like an overlayer of sorts.
You kind of have two places. You have the overlay of the real world, and then you can kind of have your own like private space that you can kind of build.Outside of where you actually are.
Honestly, it's one of those technologies that when you first hear it, you think, wow, that is so cool. But then once you have some time to think about it, you think this sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah, it is in a way.
Because gradually, maybe the line between what's real, what's virtual will be blurred. Yeah.Let's talk about that, the issues and the concerns later. Talk about my fears, my nightmares later. But I would think this can change things like, I don't know, real estate.
Yeah. So when you look at like real estate as it is now, if you want to buy a house,
you have to go and see.
You have to go. You have to look at the house. You want to do something. You don't have to, but you should check out the neighborhood, right? You can look around the neighborhood. What a lot of companies are planning to do is you could have kind of like a drone.
Oh, we talked about this.
Within the house. But rather than just using the drone to take like pictures or to look around, you can actually use the metaverse to log in and see from the, like, the drone's point of view and look around the house.
Like real time looking around.
And so you could kind of like log in to the drone at night. The drone should have like sound, and so you should be able to hear things. And so you could kind of like log in at night, see if there's lots of noise from like the neighbors or something like that. And so you can kind of get like a feeling for what type of place it is during the day, during the night.
That is pretty cool, but it's going to potentially put realtors out of their jobs.
Well, they would still have to be the ones that are selling you the property. It would just be, they wouldn't be showing you the places as much, but...
Tech-enhanced.
Yeah.
Tech-enhanced experience.
Yeah. But like you could also use the metaverse to kind of look around the neighborhood, like see what they have there. Do they have like good shops? Do they have like a lot of cars? You could kind of like watch the cars go by. And so you can kind of get a feeling for the neighborhood a little bit better than if you were just to go and look at an apartment and just get a glimpse of the neighborhood at a particular time of day.
But actually...You are still talking about real properties.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can also sell virtual properties. Because metaverse, if it's an overlaying existence, then you can sell and buy the actual house or flat that you live in. But you can also sell and buy the virtual side of it, right?
I don't know how Meta is going to do things now. They'll probably have some sort of like legality. If it's like an overlay of the real world, you probably wouldn't be able to buy like someone's apartment in the metaverse if that's where they live in the real world. But
Imagine they put on a goggles. The homeowner put on a goggle and they see you. They're like, who are you? And then you say, I own this place.
Well, you own it in the real world, but I own it in the metaverse. Yeah. But like one of the things that they've been talking about as far as like when people create a virtual world, they have kind of like they have a bunch of land and you can buy land and you can develop the land within the universe. And then you could even like if you developed like a house, if you built a house.
In a metaverse.
In the metaverse.
Which means you use sort of a computer program design it.
You could have like a house like in the central area, like if they had like something that created like this is the central area of the metaverse. If you live close there, you could actually have like a company could sell you advertising that you could put on your house and actually you could make money because when people come buy your house, they could see the advertisement.
Because there's so much possibility for ad space.
Yeah.
Because it's a completely new world.
As you're like walking through a neighborhood and you're using your augmented reality, there's maybe like a piece of art that someone put there as like a kind of like a, something they wanted to show you, like a Banksy or something like that. But a company could also put like an advertisement somewhere. And so as you're going through augmented reality, you might see like an advertisement for McDonald's.
You know what I'm thinking is more was how popular these webcasters, these live streamers are. You're going to just see them everywhere on every virtual building and every metaverse building. And you see different people selling. It will be very loud, I think.
So when you think about like the metaverse and having like places for sale, it really comes down to this whole idea that unless it's just an overlay of the world, they're going to have like a limited amount of space and they're going to have like really popular areas. And so people are going to want to buy property. And like the closer you are to like the popular areas, the more it's going to cost.
Really, it's exactly the same as our world now.
And as we kind of like talked about, some people build their lives around virtual worlds like MMORPGs. And so a lot of people would really want to like be there because they, you know, their maybe their life outside is kind of boring. And so people are going to buy a house somewhere in the virtual world that's maybe much nicer than their real house. But it really depends on how they work it out, whether it's just going to be an overlay or are they going to have their own world. And there's probably going to be like several different metaverses out there. Like probably you'll have like the metaverse from like Facebook. But like the metaverse itself is like the whole concept is an idea. Yeah, so you might have like the PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I think every game, especially the MMORPG games, each of them creates their own universe, their own world. Yeah. And that can potentially be a metaverse. And then people who love that game or love to play those roles, they can go to that one. You can be in different metaverses.
Yeah, you could just, it would have to be something like where you log into one and then you log into another one. Yeah, you just have to do that on your computer or something. Yeah. I'm pretty sure someone could figure out a way to be in more than one at the same time.
Yeah, but then we're going into the alternate universe and then also the multiverse.
Yeah.
But there are many concerns. Honestly, hearing about all this, I think our addiction to being plugged in or even jacked in would be unthinkable.
I mean, like, if you... There's a lot of addiction issues when it comes to the internet as it is. People build their life around a character that they have on a game. And when you turn that character into yourself and you are in the virtual reality world and it's not just you put, you know, you have your own like avatar skin on and people can see you as you want to be seen.
Yeah.
And then you're there and you can just be whoever you want to be. And then you don't have to leave the world unless it's just for like cooking or whatever. But you could have someone else cook for you.
Yeah, this reminds me of this thought experiment I talked to TJ about in our philosophy segment about would you like to be plugged in to a pleasure machine? This is essentially the ultimate pleasure machine that you can be whoever you want to be. Yeah, but there's also other things that I'm a bit worried about. It's although this all sounds fun, all sounds so adventurous, but it actually alienates people.
Definitely.
Because you can be whoever you want to be, but don't you lose even more of that real touch with real flesh and blood people.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be disconnected because you have to actually have to see people, right? You have to actually touch people. It's like it will kind of have this negative feeling because there's going to be people who live their entire life within the metaverse almost. Like they don't know what it's like to actually hug a person or something like that.
Yeah.
They'll go home, you know, even if they're working, right? They may spend their entire workday in their home. Like they may just have things delivered to their home.
Yeah, if you think it's bad enough for us in the future, we might adopt this lifestyle. Think about future when kids who are born in the future that actually grow up in the idea of metaverse. Human existence will probably change forever.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. And then also, I would worry about potential security issues because you can be hacked even more. Like your entire life, your entire persona can be hacked.
And what happens when, like, when we look at the way VR can be used, like some games, for example, like TV shows and games cause people to have epileptic, you know, moments, seizures. There could be other issues with being plugged into the machine and having like light beamed into your eyes all the time. Wow. You know, there could be other issues with that as well.
A new age for digital zombies.
Digital zombies or maybe digital viruses that actually affect people.
Wow. Okay, thank you for the nightmares, but I think we're going to stop here. And that's certainly a lot to think about. Metaverse is one of the hottest topics now, and I'm sure many of you probably know more, a lot more about it than we do. Share with us in the comment section what you think, what are your worries, what are your dreams. Thank you again, Brad, for coming to the studio.
No problem.
We'll see you next time.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye. 酒馆马上在全平台就要到100万粉丝了。不断成长的酒馆也需要有才的你。目前我们正在寻找公众号写手和后期制作实习生。如果你脑洞大、文笔棒、对热点话题特别敏感，酒馆公众号就是你的舞台。如果你踏实肯学，对音频视频剪辑和后期有一定经验，并有充足的业余时间，酒馆的后期制作团队等着你来。带上简历和相关作品，联系小助手加入酒馆吧。微信号是 luluxjg2，lulu 就是露露。XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，最后一个数字2，LULUXJG2，我们在酒馆等你。